Wake up for breakfast.
There's heaps of great food. It's really hard to get a bad meal in Sydney.
Lots for the kids to do, kids entertained.
The weather is beautiful.
ABC Radio Sydney.
Well, earlier this morning we shared Creighton Bale's story with you. Of course, we're not the only ones have been talking about this because this is, as they say, gone viral. Creighton is a young Indigenous boy from Queensland who has achondroplasia, which is a common form of dwarfism, and he's been really terribly bullied at school. And his mum, Yarika, she uploaded a video of how distraught he was after another bullying incident. It's, as I say, gone viral, been viewed by millions of people. He's so upset that he talks about taking a knife and hurting himself, and it's really heartbreaking.
I've just picked up from school, witnessed a bullying episode, rang the principal, and I want people to know, parents, educators, teachers, this is the effect that bullying has. This is what bullying does. So can you please educate your children, your families, your friends? Because all it takes is for one more instant.
And Mrs. George got me to dump a shit in the class.
It really is heartbreaking footage. Geez. And when you first saw it, your heart goes out to Creighton. Mm. But then we heard the news late yesterday that the NRL Indigenous All-Stars team, who'd seen the video, and they were really moved by it as well, and they made a little video for Creighton saying, hey, we've got your back.
Hey, Quaidan, how you going, guys? Just want to wish you all the best, brother. We know you're going for a hard time right now, but the boys are here. We got your back. We're here to support you, bud. And we just want to make sure that you're doing all right and make sure that your mum's on your side, we're on your side. And just make sure you're just thinking the right things, bud, because we want you around. We want you to lead us out on the weekend. And it's going to mean more to us than it will to you, bud. So just make sure you're looking after yourself, and hopefully we're going to see you in the next couple of days.
Yeah, brother.
So at this stage,
and he's going to be walking out with Latrell Mitchell leading the All Stars, the Indigenous All Stars, onto the ground on Saturday.
Yeah. So at that stage, Quaidan's day was starting to look a whole lot better than the footage that we saw from the video. But since then, it's gotten even better.
There is a fabulous comedian who I would like to introduce you to. His name's Brad Williams. He is in the US. He also lives with achondroplasia. And here's a little bit of his comedy, actually. He's quite famous.
But I get it. I understand. I understand why people are excited when they see a little person. I totally get it, because when I'm walking around and I see another little person, I get excited too. I do. Then you guys see two of us, you get ridiculously excited. Oh my God, there's two! I hope they do a trick. I really hope they do a trick.
Oh, he is wonderful. Brad Williams, and after seeing that, well, we'll let Brad tell you what he decided to do. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, where I am. Good afternoon. hi, first of all. And I'm almost in tears hearing the video again and hearing the response from the local team. Yeah. Like you said, I myself have dwarfism. I myself was bullied as a child, and with social media sometimes continue to be bullied. It really broke my heart when I saw Creighton, and I wanted to do something about it. So I set up a GoFundMe thinking, what can I do? I'm half a world away, but I used to work at Disneyland. I know you're thinking, huh, a dwarf worked at Disneyland. Creative. no, but
we wouldn't dare think of
thing. I used to work at Disneyland, and people think, all right, which one of the seven were you? No. But I thought, I always had a great time at Disneyland, and I hope that this kid could experience that. So I started a GoFundMe page to bring him to Disneyland. I put the goal at $10,000, thinking, all right, $10,000, that's a couple of plane tickets, hotel, tickets to the park. The thing went viral, and right now I just refreshed it. We're sitting at $33,000.
Oh, wow. That's going to be one heck of a trip, isn't it?
Wow.
He's going to be flying first class. And $33,000. At $33,000, Richard Branson himself may fly the plane. I don't know. But and I have been in touch with the family. I've FaceTimed with them, and I've talked to them, so they know that I'm doing this. It's completely legit. I'm a touring comedian. If for any reason I wouldn't use this money for the right reasons, my schedule is literally on my website where you can come track me down. Yeah, okay.
Well, I know who you are, Brad. I'm an ex stand up myself. Yeah. I know who you are. You're famous.
Oh, wonderful.
And Brad, can I just ask you though? This has obviously touched you very deeply, and when I saw the video a day or two ago. I've got kids at school myself, and my heart really sank that this level of bullying continues in this age. For some reason, I just sort of hoped that that perhaps we're more welcoming, and that there wasn't so much bullying in circumstances like this. But obviously, it is the case. I mean, it must be really very disappointing for you.
Yeah, you'd think that we'd kind of move past this at this point. But I tell you what a lot of the thing is a lot of it comes from the same place where a lot of racism comes from, where it's just a matter of ignorance, where people aren't familiar with people who are different. So when they see someone who has dwarfism or something that they're not familiar with, and they're unsure of, oftentimes the first instinct, very sadly, is to attack. Mm. And I would implore parents of all children, not just to educate them about dwarfism, but just educate them on difference, that there are people out there that aren't going to look like you, that aren't going to sound like you, that aren't going to have the same abilities that you have and aren't going to want to lay down with the same people that you want to lay down with.
Mm.
That's the nicest way I could say that. Yeah. So I would implore all parents to tell people to tell their children to accept difference, be open to difference, talk about it with your kids. If you find out there's a kid who's a little different at their school, get ahead of it. Let them know, hey, this is what this child goes through. Mm. I get stared at all the time. Kids ask me questions. And oftentimes, it's the simplest answer that will stop it. It's a kid coming up to me saying, why are you little? And I say, well, you see that guy over there? He's got brown hair. That guy over there has blonde hair. That guy over there has black hair. Just like everyone's got different colored hairs, some people are different heights. And you tell that to a kid, and 99 times out of 100, they just go, oh, okay, and they move on. And it's not a big deal to them.
Yeah. What special challenges have you had in your comedy, Brad? You're going head on with this in your comedy and talking about your condition and your life. Sure. Where did you get to make that decision to do that? Because it's a brave one. You know, I know myself. You know, I was born with a double cleft palate, and I was a stand-up comedian. I didn't choose to talk about that, and a lot of people said that I should. But what about you?
Yeah. Well, for me, it was sort of necessity, especially when I started doing comedy, because as someone with dwarfism, if you walk on stage and you don't address it, the entire audience just stares at you like, does he know?
Mm.
And you want to tell them, yeah, I'm aware. to tell you the truth, I became a comedian because my dad, my parents are both of average height, mm-hmm. or as dwarves call you people, reachers.
Okay. love that.
Yeah, we call you reachers, and if you don't know why, come with us to the store. You'll find out. So my parents are of average height, and my dad knew that I would be bullied in school.
Mm.
So what he did is my father would bully me first, but in a supportive way. So he would make fun of me at home, but then tell me at home, hey, hit me back with something. Come on, hit me back.
Mm.
And And together, my father and I would write comebacks together. So it was coming. So it was kind of a bonding experience.
Yeah.
But then by the time I got to school, I was a one-man verbal assault unit at that time. Like, I had insults loaded, ready to go. And so I remember the first day, some kid walked up to me and said, "Ha ha, you're little." And I looked at him and said, "Ha ha, your mom doesn't live with your dad anymore." And, you know, I live in the United States and in Los Angeles, so I had about a 75% chance of getting that one right. And I got sent to the principal's office because I had the better comeback. But they called my father at work, and he could not have been more proud during that time.
That's hilarious.
So that's how I dealt with it. Growing up, and that's been my attitude. Some people have different attitudes, and that's totally fine.
Yep.
That's totally fine. There's no one right way to raise your kids. But just to tell them to follow the golden rule, treat others the way you would like to be treated. And I know that other people would not want to be mercilessly made fun of by their schoolmates, so why do it to another child? And people with disabilities have enough that they have to deal with.
Brad, I've got to tell you, a little bit of my reasoning here was I thought, well, if I get up on stage and do stand-up and if I become famous, when you stare at me, I won't know that whether you're staring at me because I'm really famous or I've got a weird-looking mouth. So it kind of worked for me in a way, you know. What about you?
Yeah.
Has it worked? Yep.
Yeah, I mean, that's now a thing for me because I've gotten a little more fame here in the States and some in Australia as well. I did an Australian tour last year with Jim Jefferies, and it went really well. So now when people recognize me, it takes me a second because they start pointing at me, and I go, oh boy, is this like dwarfism? Is this comedy? Do they think I'm Peter Dinklage? Like, I have to go through this whole Rolodex in my head of why someone might be looking at me. But listen, we all have something.
Yeah,
something that's not considered normal, and we all deal with it in our own way, and hopefully it's a healthy way. And the important thing is to remember how amazing this life is because there are so many differences in the world, and how boring it would be if we were all the same.
Fabulous,
Brad. We love you, and we can't thank you enough for joining us this morning on the radio. And
are you going to catch up with the family when they're there? I imagine you would if you're around, not away on tour.
Oh, I would love to. It's my full intention to bring him around Disneyland myself. Like I said, I used to work there. I know a couple back ways.
You know how to break into the popcorn machine? Yeah.
You're darn right. So, yes, I will be there. It is my full intention to show him around the park.
Yeah.
But no matter what, I just wanted to do right by a kid that was going through a hard time. So I am talking with the family. We are organizing it, and trust me when I say that when it does happen, there will be photos, there will be video. You will see this kid meet Mickey and have a smile on his face as wide as the continent.
Yeah, there will be laughter and there will be joy. Hey, thank you so much for bringing us such a beautiful story, Brad, and for doing what you've done. It's just such a wonderful bookend to what was such a, you know, really upsetting story.
This is where Robbie and I break in to thank you for being you, and you feel nauseated. Okay?
It's getting like that. Hey, Brad, make sure you come and see us when you're in Australia as well. Pop into the studio and say good day.
Absolutely. I'm working on booking a December 2020 tour there, okay. So be on the lookout.
All right, we'll catch up then. Good on you, Brad. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you, guys.
See you now.
See ya.
There he is, Los Angeles-based comedian Brad Williams, who, yeah, as he said, he lives with dwarfism, and he saw the footage of that little 9-year-old boy, Quaden Bales, who was crying in the back seat of the car after being bullied. And
so many of you sent texts to saying that you saw it and we're very moved by it as well. But, you know, We've stuck it to the bullies, I think.
Yeah.
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 Wake up with Robbie and Wendy for breakfast.